Well, good Thursday morning, church. This is an exciting time that we have together today because we're in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 12 through 31, where Paul is, he compares the body of Christ to a human body, and each part of the body refers to individual members of the church, and all are united in one being. And this is exciting because in all of the New Testament, this insight of the body of Christ is peculiar only to the teaching that Jesus gave through the Apostle Paul. And so this is truly an exciting passage of Scripture. So let's go ahead and get in to it. Again, God's saving word for today is spiritual renewal. And we begin in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 12. Christ is like a single body, which has many parts. It is still one body, even though it is made up of different parts. In the same way, all of us, whether Jews or Gentiles, whether slaves or free, have been baptized into the one body by the same Spirit, and have all been given the one Spirit to drink. For the body itself is not made up of only one part, but of many parts. If the foot were to say, "Because I am not the hand, I don't belong to the body," that would not keep it from being part of the body. And if the ear were to say, "Well, because I'm not an eye, I don't belong to the body," that wouldn't keep it from being part of the body either. If the whole body were just an eye, how could it hear? If it were only an ear, how could it smell? As it is, however, God put every different part in the body just as he wanted it to be. There should be not be a body if it were all only one part. As it is, there are many parts, but one body. So then the eye cannot say to the hand, "I don't need you," nor can the head say to the feet, "Well, I don't need you." On the contrary, we cannot do without the parts of the body that seem to be weaker. And those parts that we think aren't worthy very much are the ones which we treat with greater care, while the parts of the body which don't look very nice are treated with special modesty, which the more beautiful parts do not need. Now, God himself has put the body together in such a way as to give greater honor to those parts that need it. And so there is no division in the body, but all its different parts have the same concern for one another. If one part of the body suffers, all the other parts suffer with it. If one part is praised, then all the parts share in its happiness. All of you are Christ's body, and each one is a part of it. In the church, God has put all in place. In the first place, apostles. In the second place, prophets. In the third place, teachers. Then those who perform miracles, followed by those who are given the power to heal or to help others or to direct them to speak in strange tongues. They are not all apostles or prophets or teachers. Not everyone has the power to work miracles or to heal diseases, or to speak in strange tongues, or to explain what is said. Set your hearts, then, on the more important gifts. Best of all, however, is the following way. All right. Now, today's verse, key verse, is 1 Corinthians 12:27. All of you are Christ's body, and each one is a part of it. Okay, and of course this passage just ends with a something that makes us excited about tomorrow. What is that following way? All right, let's go ahead and pray. Holy Spirit, open my heart to your spiritual gifts that I may carry out the work of the church, reach out to others, and strengthen the body through a life filled with love, joy, and peace. Amen. Okay, well, that brings our time today to an end. Tomorrow is Friday. My, this week has gotten away from us quickly, hasn't it? Tomorrow we'll be in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, where the Apostle Paul teaches about love. God bless, and we'll see you tomorrow morning.